Hearings about NSTAR's request for a rate increase recently wrapped up in Anchorage. South Central Alaska's only gas supplier wants to boost residential bills by 4.6% to pay for mostly infrastructure investments. But the electric utilities that transport gas on NSTAR's lines to generate electricity are arguing against how costs are split. Reporter Daisha Eaton has more.
For 3 weeks in June, about two dozen attorneys and witnesses crowded into a hearing room at the Regulatory Commission of Alaska's offices in downtown Anchorage to discuss the minute details of NSTAR Natural Gas Company's request for a rate increase. Grace Salazar is the spokesperson for the Regulatory Commission, or the RCA. She says it's kind of like a court for utilities.
They are requesting to increase their rates, and so we are evaluating the reasonableness of that rate increase for residential and commercial customers.
NSTAR filed the rate case with the RCA last year, and the panel of commissioners heard it this June. The commission's job is to make sure the rate increase is just and reasonable for consumers. And the RCA also exists to ensure that utilities can recover their expenses with a reasonable rate of return. That's a big concern for Lindsay Hobson, a spokesperson for NSTAR Natural Gas Company. She says the rate increase would recover costs for about $70.5 million of mostly infrastructure investments since 2013. One big project the increase will help pay for is an upgrade to the company's Potter Gate Station.
We have twin pipelines that run across the Cook Inlet there, and the upgrades allowed us to physically inspect those pipelines, which is really critical for a system that's nearing 60 years of age.
The Alaska Department of Law argued the increase was too much at hearings on June 5th, highlighting a miscellaneous expenditure for more than $300,000, which includes things like pizza parties, barbecues, and donuts, pies for celebrations, ice cream, cake, and golf. Hobson says with 200 employees, they use parties to promote safety. Hobson says the miscellaneous expenditures also include things like safety gear for employees and safety-related advertising. She says it's a normal expenditure for any company providing employee engagement, which the company believes will result in better customer service. If the request is granted, average residential bills will go up by a total of 4.6%. That translates to $5.47 for the average residential customer, a portion of which, $1.92, has already gone into effect. So bills will go up $3.55 more. Several utilities that produce power from natural gas and use NSTAR's lines to transport it, including Matanuska Electric Association and Municipal Light and Power, argued against how costs are split in the proposed increase. JL Properties also weighed in against the increase. All interveners to the rate case were contacted for this story and declined to comment or did not return phone calls by deadline. The RCA is expected to make their final decision by September 22nd. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.